from the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high above the universe. How do you get above the universe? Anyway, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Really Cheap Vacuums and LoudKittyCats.com. Whenever you need to have a really cheap vacuum cleaner or a loud kitty cat interrupting your podcast, make sure you check them out. They have them in spades. Check them out at cheapvacuumloudkitty.com. And don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a special. I'm Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined from Arkansas by the one and the only Mr. Adam Burns. I have to let this cat out. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Daniel. Man, I don't know why the hell. First of all, I don't know why you didn't start over because you were so flustered. And now I'm having to vamp because you're not even sitting down.
I am here. I am too. And how can you see across the studio like that, across the vast expanses of the Palatial Pride 48? I don't know. Nobody cares anymore. Everyone's just like, they just want to get through the damn intro. You know what? Here's the thing. This intro has become a thorn in my fucking side.
I don't know why. I mean, maybe you just need to write it down.
Or something, or maybe I should get, you know what it is? I don't like this. Can I just, I know we've got a whole thing here. We've got a whole, a whole outline of the show and everything.
A rundown.
We're supposed to talk about. I'm going off script for just a moment. I don't like this having a job thing. It drastically interferes with my social
life. Now you know how the rest of us live.
It drastically interferes with my putzing and puttering around. It's very, very disconcerting.
Well, I don't know what you do normally. I mean, we only record like an hour and a half a week. And I mean, I know we're friends and everything, but the only time that you and I catch up is on the show. So what you're doing with the rest of your hours, I don't know.
Right, but so, I'll go and I'll do a raid, because I have to use the setup to talk and vent for the raids.
Yes.
And then people are like, oh, well, you sound bad. You sound weird. And I'm just, so then I have to switch it to a different sound card. And then I don't know. It's all crap. Anyway, so let's just forget about that.
Woman in your life, World of Warcraft, that takes your time away from me.
Please tell me about vegetarians.
Okay, well, it's not a very long topic. You know, last week was such a funny show. I don't know how we're going to live up to it.
We're not.
Do you ever think, and this is off topic again, but do you ever have a funny show and then going into the next week you think, what the hell? Like, nothing funny has happened this week. Like, there is no more poop story to tell. I'm just going to have to make up poop stories every week. So, vegetarians. Anyway. So, my boss, my new manager.
Can you work corn into this story somehow?
Well, vegetarians.
I think that would be,
corn.
Yeah, exactly. I think that would be.
So my manager came up to me or emailed me and said, can you put a survey on SharePoint? Because that's what we do in the office.
Microsoft
world.
SharePoint. Yes,
we put surveys on SharePoint. Can you put a survey on SharePoint to choose the restaurant?
Can you explain to the non-techies what SharePoint is quickly? So SharePoint is what you guys use for your intranet. So your internal network.
Each team can build their own little intranet site, and it has a place where you can store documents and you can put surveys on there and, you know, all kinds of shit. Anyway, so he says, can you create a survey? This is the other thing. He says, I hate this when this is used in this way. He says, excuse me, do you have, that was a mini hamburger and,
you've been listening to Big Fatty, haven't you?
That was a mini cheeseburger and tomato basil chips, which by the way, were pretty good. Anyway, so he says, do you have the quote unquote bandwidth to put a survey on the SharePoint site? I hate it when people fucking use the word bandwidth. Anyway, that's just
right.
Whatever.
Especially at my office where we have no bandwidth to the internet, which is completely different. Yes, but go ahead.
I'm like, what am I? A fucking Ethernet cable? No, I do not have bandwidth. Do I have time? Maybe. Anyway, so he says, can you put a survey up because we're going to have this team outing and we're going to have a lunch because we have this big celebration at the beginning of every year where they have this big tech fair and like, anyway. So he said, here are your two choices. He says, Texas Land and Cattle or PF Chang. And so I'm like, fine, you know, great. So I create the little survey, but I wanted to test the permission. So I email the link to one of my team members and I said, can you just test this and make sure
Dear
that you
team
can
member,
respond?
Do you have the bandwidth available to test
right.
this?
Right. Can you test this? So anyway, my know-it-all teammate who I like, he's one of the few that I like, but he really is a know-it-all and kind of gets on my nerves a little bit. He reminds me of you, actually. But anyway,
when did I start working at Walmart?
Right. He always has an answer for everything and thinks he knows the best way.
Right.
But he emails me back, and I just imagine his tone. The survey is working, but Texas Land and Cattle is not a vegetarian option, and yada, yada, yada. So I emailed him back, and I'm like, look, I was given those choices by the manager, and I created the survey. So then he emails, and I said, isn't any restaurant vegetarian as long as they have salad on the menu? I mean, hello, salad is vegetarian. And then he emails back and says, yes, but a steakhouse is not very inclusive to our vegetarian team members. So, and he's not a vegetarian. So then I forwarded that email on to the manager with a reply. Daryl thinks that you might need to rethink the restaurant choices. Could you please let me know? But I mean, and it wasn't the vegetarians that were, but it just brings up a point. Don't you think that when you have a special diet that you have chosen to have on your own, that you should be the one that has to make sacrifices, that the whole world shouldn't have to revolve around your vegan, vegetarian bullshit.
You clearly don't know vegans very well, do you?
So, I mean, and I'm going off on this, and none of the vegetarians said this. It was a meat eater that actually told me this, but it just brought up that point. And I'm sure all the vegetarians would agree with me and say, yes, we would be fine eating salad. Or maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. But that was all. I just want to say, don't you think that if you are the one that made that choice in life, that you should expect that sometimes you might have to go to a place? It's kind of like an alcoholic. They don't expect all of their friends to never have alcohol, you know?
Yes.
So I can't eat a steak in front of a vegetarian?
No. And you know what I would have written back instead of saying, look, I was given this list by someone else, I would have been like, after careful consideration, we have actually decided to remove P.F. Chang's from the list because it offends those employees of ours that have taste buds.
Well,
P.F. Chang's is just fucking awful.
I don't like P.F. Chang, but I like Chinese, but I think they're overpriced and there are better Chinese places than P.F. Chang. But anyway.
Yeah, like any Chinese place.
That was all I had to say about, and I probably pissed off half of our listeners because all those fags
vegetarians. No, see, there's a difference. Vegetarian, and I forget who I had this conversation with the other night, but vegetarians are actually okay people that just don't eat meat, and they're cool and they're fine, and they'll move along and they'll be fine. Vegans are the people that don't eat meat and want every fucking other person to not eat meat as well. So I think that's the primary distinction there, is like vegetarians are just like kind of cool and stay to themselves, and that's what they do, right? It's not a big deal. They'll get a salad, they'll eat whatever it is they're going to eat because whatever. But the vegans are the ones that are just like, you know, I do not eat corn grown by this manufacturer because their harvest combines kill gnats as they drive through the field. And it's just, or some
well, and there
like
are
that.
So many different flavors, you know, of vegetarians.
Of vegans?
There are like pescatarians. They'll eat fish because for some reason, if you kill something that swims, that's okay.
No, there are not that many flavors of vegetarianism, to be honest with you. Those are just people making up terms to justify them. They want to sound like they're hip vegetarians, but really, because they eat meat, they have to call themselves something else.
And the issue with my team is we have Indians and Dot, not Feather, and we have a guy from Jordan, and I don't know what is that. That wouldn't be.
You know,
for a
very quick story, this has like been going on for a while.
Well,
now.
Sorry. But anyway, so some of them don't eat pork. Some of them don't eat beef. Some of them only eat on certain days. You don't know. Anyway, that's it.
You should just have steamed broth, steamed vegetable broth for everyone.
Right.
I think that would be the way to go. So I just wanted to mention really quickly, and this is how you do it, Adam. This is how you do something really quickly. I got a lovely package in the mail the other day from Dr. Wesley P. Stone. You can't see it because it's in the closet wrapped around my jacket that I wear, but it is a lovely hand-knitted scarf.
I might have seen it. I wonder if that's what he was working on when he recorded with me.
Was it dark blue and light blue?
He was working on looked kind of grayish, but it could have been blue.
Right, that's probably it, right? It was gray.
And he said he couldn't mention what it was because the person that he was making it for might be listening or something.
See, and that would have been me because he knows that I listen to the show. So there you go. So yes, it was a lovely, love. Well, it wasn't. I don't want to say that in the past tense. It is a lovely scarf.
But for you ate it, what?
No. Unfortunately, I received this scarf on Tuesday, I want to say, Tuesday. And since then, we have been in the, 80s here in Connecticut. It has not been cold enough to wear a scarf over the past several days. So I'm looking forward to getting to wear it.
Well, I'm looking forward to you wearing it. You'll have to post pictures on Google Plus.
I did. I posted a photo of myself on Google Plus wearing the scarf.
I must not be following you because I never get any of your posts.
I don't know what it is. Maybe in the circle that I'm in, you just don't have it that the thing set to show me everything in the circle.
I don't know.
In my friend circle that you're in, I have it set to show me everything. So every goddamn thing you post comes across on me. Anyway, I wonder what's happening in the world of antitrust lawsuits.
Well, I'll try to make this one shorter, but people like it when I kind of rant about things. So I was ranting about vegetarians. So I got this thing in the mail and it says that it's a check for $20. And it says that I am getting this $20 because I was a member of some antitrust lawsuit because apparently I spent money on a Visa card overseas sometime between 2000 and 2006. And first of all, I don't even know if this is real and if I should try to cash this check or, and how they knew who I was or got my address. And maybe I got something in the mail and I responded to it at some point. I don't even remember. But I just had to bring. Does anyone else, have you ever gotten something in the mail saying, hey, you wore diapers back in 1965
yes.
and you get 5 cents now?
Yes.
And, you know, I mean,
but I never filled out the thing because I was just like, I don't really want to fill out it. Thing.
Well, maybe I filled it out. I mean, maybe because I remember a couple of years ago, maybe getting something and going to a website and filling something out. But so I don't know because it's just this little cardboard check. I mean, they might arrest me or something and say this is a fraudulent check and I don't know. But, antitrust lawsuits are just a way for attorneys to make money.
It is. It is.
Because, absolutely. I mean, the claimants don't make shit.
Look at you. Look at you speaking all legalese. The claimants do not make enough money. It is the counselors of the claimants.
That's right. I mean, I was surprised because this is the second antitrust lawsuit that I have been a part of, unbeknownst to myself. And I think the first one was a lawsuit against cell phone companies or something.
You know what, Adam? You really, you should just represent yourself.
Well, I guess, they get millions of dollars, millions. I mean, $400 million.
Of course, they do all the work. And
then I get a check.
They could get nothing.
I get a check for 20.
Right. Or the entire thing could have fallen flat on his face and they could have gotten nothing after spending thousands of man hours working on it.
Well, that would have been their fault.
Well, if they take the risk, they get the money. You in any antitrust thing like that, you always have the option to opt out right up front and say, no, I do not want to be included in your antitrust. I want to retain my right to argue this on my own. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of trying to quit a porn website.
Oh my God. Why are you doing that? You can't even, we can't even pretend to try to segue anymore. You just have to make it so blatantly obvious.
All right. So here's the thing. I joined a porn website. I don't even, it was Gay Room, gayroom.com. It was the porn website that I had joined. And it was one of those things where this they had a video that was, I was in the midst of moving and I was cut off from my normal porn collection. And I was it was $20 to join this thing I will remember to cancel my membership before I get billed for the next month.
Right.
Right.
No.
And I didn't. I didn't remember to. So the other day, a charge showed up in my bank account. And I was like, what the hell is that? I don't remember spending 20 $4 or whatever. So I go and it's some .com thing. And I was like, well, I didn't buy anything. And then I was like, oh, it's that porn thing. I forgot to cancel it. So then I went to the website to try to, have you ever joined a porn website before?
Did I not mention this last week? Because I could have sworn I mentioned this to you. It's uncanny because, okay, I joined this website called barebacked.com.
Right. I remember that. Yeah, you said something
about
that.
Did I mention it on the show?
I think so.
So, and I forgot the name of the website.
Yes.
So I kept, and this was months ago, and I kept getting this $35 charge on my bank statement, but I kept forgetting to do it. And every month I would just get this $35 charge, and I'd be like, fuck, I should have remembered to cancel that. But then I was like, oh my God, I can't remember. There were no bookmarks in my browser. I can't remember what the name of the site was. So then I thought, okay, I will click on the charge in my bank account and see if it gives me a 800 number. And yes, by golly, it did.
And
so I called them, and it's the most embarrassing conversation that you can have with someone when they say, I say, I keep getting this charge from this website that I joined on this trial thing, and I couldn't remember what the name of it was. And this is a girl, probably some Mormon girl or something, on the phone. And
is she's it, like, I'm sorry, sir, is it buttbuddies.com?
Right, sir? Right. She says, well, I do see that you have an account here with barebacked.com.
Is it barebackedanallickers.com? Is that the name of your site, sir? Do you remember?
Well, you know, I was just happy it was as mundane as barebacked, because I mean, that could mean, well, probably only one thing, but I mean, it's at least it's not, you know, anal cream
is
liquors.
Is it cantaloupeviolators.com, sir? Is that the name of the site? No, so getting back to my story here. So I, of course, did remember the site. It was gayroom.com, and I did remember that I wanted to cancel it. So I went there and canceled it. Oh my God. So they send you through more levels of indirection than, you know, getting routed through the Atlanta airport. I mean, it was just like, and that's not even a good, I don't even know how to say, I mean, but it was like confusing questions like, are you sure that you don't want to keep your site? Yes. Are you sure that you don't want to keep this? Yes or no? And you're like, wait, if I say no, then I'm saying yes, but I'm supposed to say, and it's like, you know, we'll give you 16 more months for a penny. All you have to do is say yes. It's like, no. Oh, are you sure that you meant to not press no?
Right.
It was 17 different brain teaser questions in order to finally get this fucking thing like canceled.
And then they're like, you know, okay, stand on one foot, right, put a finger on your nose.
No, and then they say, you know, I mean, to their credit, they said, you know, well, it's good for the entire time you paid for. We're not going to refund you your $20, but you have it for another month. So for at least another month, I have gayroom.com.
Well,
if anybody wants any videos from gayroom.com, go look over there and just let me know and tell me which one. I'll download them for you. I have another month.
I'm surprised that they let you cancel on their website, because most of those porn websites require that you call, and they know that people for such a small amount are going to do like I did and forget every month, right, and not have the phone number and be embarrassed to talk to someone on the phone about it, etc. And I was at work when I called to cancel this. So I hope they weren't recording that conversation.
Probably were. Although I think as far as Walmart phone conversations go, it probably wasn't the worst one.
Right.
even the phone conversation where you embarrassingly had to admit that you were in the naked poop fingering,
right? At least it wasn't like, you know, yeah, she didn't say, was that smalldickedbottoms.com that
was
you
that, was that pooptransference.com that you were at? Yeah, no, small dicked bottom. So yeah, go, that's on your list here. I see that on your list.
I was gonna
I not supposed to say that?
I was gonna segue.
You were gonna
So actually, but you messaged me and I didn't respond yesterday, and I apologize, because when you message me, I normally like to get right on that and respond to you, because first of all, you hardly ever do.
Stop. Let's stop right there. What did I get? What was my newest toy that I got?
You got I don't know what your computer.
A tablet.
Well, yeah, but that's, I don't know if that's the my newest. Tablet your computer doesn't, is the newest.
My tablet doesn't text. All right. So when I'm sitting in the other room eating dinner or watching TV and everything, I don't have my phone in there with me. I have my tablet in there with me.
How does your tablet not text?
How would my tablet text? My tablet doesn't have a cellular plan.
You need to get a Google Voice number and link it to your cell phone number.
I have a Google, but it's linked to my cell phone number, not to my tablet.
Well, okay. Anyway, no, but I didn't message you on the phone, and I messaged you on a Google message thing.
Yeah, well, I would have gotten that.
Well, anyway, you messaged me. So anyway, it doesn't matter. So I didn't respond because I didn't see it, because it's really annoying how that Google little chat box just comes up wherever it wants to, and it may come up on a window that's not even...
has a mind of its own.
Well, I mean, sometimes if I've got 20 tabs open...
Masturbating to some porn over on the gayroom.com, and all of a sudden this Google thing just pops right up. Anyways,
and you said to me, I see that you had a Google Hangout with Chad.
Yes.
And I didn't respond to that because I didn't see it until like the next day. Right. But anyway, I did.
But that's because it was World of Warcraft. I was playing, I was invited to the hangout earlier, but I was playing World of Warcraft, so I didn't see that.
It wasn't today. It was a couple of days ago. But
no,
anyway.
It was Monday night that I was raiding. Anyway, go ahead.
So Chad and I had gotten in a conversation on Facebook, and there were two topics that he brought up, both of which are sore points when it comes to me, which really rile me up. The first thing I was saying is that I was getting a Galaxy S2, and he just wanted to convince me that I need to get an iPhone and that programming for Android would just be a waste of my time.
Right. Complete waste of your time.
Anyway, so I'm not going to get into that. But the second point he made, and I don't even know how this came up, but he says... he makes the comment that people with small dicks should be bottoms. And okay. I hate that. I hate that. Hate it.
Hate it.
So we got in this. I just had to go because I was just so annoyed. Because that's like saying that women shouldn't vote.
Well, they should.
Because, I mean, here's the deal. I mean, and I'm going to get a little psychological here for you.
Okay? Do we have any music for you getting psychological?
You'll understand this. Because for some people, and I guess this is true, but top and bottom is about dominance and submissiveness, right? It's not just about what you enjoy. It's like the other person needs to be...
for some people, yes.
...submissive. And it really irks me because people... basically, when they say that someone with a big dick has to be a top, it's like, well, because they're obviously the better person. They're the more dominant person because they've got this big, huge tool that, you know, anybody in their right mind should just bend over and worship the ground that they walk on.
Excellent.
Right? I mean, it's just, you know, and me, if I was going to bottom, I would prefer to have a small one going up there. I mean, you know.
I
feel like I need some like flashing lights and smoke, and like I need to put one of those glow sticks in my mouth or something.
Right. Well, isn't this how the term power bottom was developed?
Meaning that
someone is a bottom in that they enjoy the passive side of anal sex, but they themselves are bossy bottom. I believe is how Archer used to put it. So it's like they're still in control. Damn it, but they're a bottom.
But I mean, it's like telling someone who has an average or smaller penis that they are a lesser of a person or something, that they don't have the right to get enjoyment from topping. The only thing that they can do is submit. You know? Am I wrong?
You are not wrong, unless we're talking about micro penises or something, you physically could not reach something.
No, but I mean, right. Does that not annoy? Have you not ever heard anyone make those kind of comments?
Yes, I have. I've heard people make the comments like that all the time. I've also heard people, but you see, like, you're one of those people that make those comments, so I can't really say that, so let's just move on.
No, I don't.
No, not those comments. The comments that I was going to talk about that I now am not talking about.
Okay, fine. Well, that's it.
But the point that I was trying to make is that really, as someone who is versatile, I have been with guys that have large penises, and I've been with guys that have average penises, and I've been with guys that have slightly below average penises or slightly above average penises. And honestly, except for the really ridiculous extremes, there's not a whole lot of difference.
They all hurt
from,
to me.
From the other side. I mean, it's like they are all enjoyable. It's not like there's a huge, enormous difference between, let's say, 6 inches and 7 inches, or between 7 inches and 8 inches. There is a noticeable difference, let's say, between like 5 inches and 10 inches, but there's, you know, in within like a 2 or 3 inch area there, there's not a whole lot of difference.
Well, and the main difference I would think would be from thickness, not really from length.
Yes,
anyway.
Girth is much more noticeable.
I mean, you could have a 12-inch carrot stick and or a 5-inch Coke can, and you know, I mean, it's gonna, the Coke can's gonna hurt more or feel whatever you're, but I mean, it's just because I don't take it personally because I don't have a small one, but I have an average. It's average. I mean, it's average, but mine has a curve to it that most bottoms seem to really dig. I didn't even mean, I said something funny and I didn't even mean it.
Technologic. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it,
that was not planned.
This is just like the aftermath of the poop show and everything with the diggers. Oh my god. All right, so Adam, boldly and bravely into the tech segment this week. What do we got hitting us on a tech segment?
Well, you're the first one, so.
Oh, I am. You know what? And it has to do with this thing, the why we keep saying who's first and what and whatever. I can't talk. And I'm also out of breath too. And it's so stupid because I quit smoking and I shouldn't be out of breath. I know I've talked about this before, but I'm having a really hard time breathing. Anyway, we're using a new product, which is not all that new, but it's still in beta. It's called Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O. So it's Jello with a tr.
And I have to say the reason we're using it is because I was just using a good old Google Docs method to keep track of our notes.
And here's the problem. All right. Well, let's back it up a step. Let me explain what we're doing.
Okay.
So because we do a podcast every week, we have, you know, a shared document that basically like breaks our shows down into the segments, right? So there's the discussion topics, there's tech stories, there's news stories, there's contacts, there's birthdays, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, we have these different segments that we do in our show and each of us contribute to those. So as, you know, right, like I think you were sharing the document for the show like on Wednesdays, the show was recorded on Thursdays. So it would give us a chance to go in and put in what segment, what we wanted to talk about or links to the news stories or, you know, links to things that we wanted to talk about, yada, yada, yada. The problem with that from my standpoint was things would happen during the week that I would think of or things that would happen to me during the week that I wanted to jot down. And I didn't have that document yet, and so I had no place to put it. So I was looking for something that would allow me to, whether I'm on my phone or whether I'm on my computer at work or whether I'm on my computer anywhere, where I can access a browser, be it smartphone, whatever, that I can actually jot down a note and have it go to the show board so that then we could then go back in later and clean it up and move it around and put it where it needs to go. So Trello is kind of the beginnings of that. If you want to check it out, it's trello.com. And what it is it's basically a shared cork board that you can have lists. And on each list, you can make cards. And the cards are very free form. So you can add attachments to them. You can add pictures to them. You can add sound files to them, you know, colored labels to them. You can assign people to them. And so we're just, I mean, this is the very first time we're using it. So we're still playing with everything that it does. But it basically, everything happens in real time. So if I move a card around right now, if Adam has that screen open, then he'll see me do that in real time that I just moved, you know, a discussion topic that we didn't talk about this week. I moved it over into the tech column and now
it's not a tech story, but, I didn't see it actually drag, but all of a sudden it just popped over into the other section.
Right. So, I mean, the point is, and then what happens is we then, you know, have a list for the show, right, that we put everything into in order. So when Adam is later posting and is working on his show notes, he can actually look down this list of, this is absolutely everything we talked about on episode 25, right? So these are the things that we talked about on episode 25. So it helps him when he's creating his show notes. And then this entire list, this 25, can be archived so that they go away. So that then we can still search on it, but it's not in our face all the time.
So the one thing you forgot to do is put the title of last week's show, because I started doing week. Yeah. So we could just look in our notes, and I highlighted it, but you didn't do that.
Right. I should do that. I'll do that right now while we're talking. But anyway, so Trello, so we've been playing with this. It's a free product. You can check it out at trello.com. Adam, what have you thought about it? I mean, what is your thought about it? Because I kind of sprung this on you the other day. I'm like, here, go check this out. And we never actually talked about how to use it or what we were going to do.
I think it's interesting. I mean, you know, it's... it's just one of those things where it doesn't really matter to me whether it's a document or a spreadsheet or we both used Evernote or it doesn't matter. I mean, I think it's the only thing I would say is the document is a little bit larger, so you can kind of see better. This kind of compresses when you move everything over into one vertical line so that we can see the order, it compresses everything and you kind of have to scroll up and down to see what you're doing.
Yeah, and I was thinking of that today. We should probably talk about that afterwards, because the only reason I did it that way is because there's things over in the discussion topics that are kind of what's the Dr. Wesley P. Stone term for that?
Evergreens.
Yeah, there's things over there that we have that we can talk about that didn't have to be talked about on this show. We should probably just leave things in the list that they were and then just color code them as for the, because you can filter by a color.
Well, or we could do the opposite of what you did. You actually moved episode 25 into one long list. This week's could be a set of cards, and next week's could be a long vertical one. And then when we're done, we could move them over. That's really hard to people.
Yeah, no,
that's
the visual. The reason I wanted it all, the reason I wanted it to end up in a single list like that is because then you can archive it. And then it's no longer in our face, but we could always search it. So at any point in the future, if we ever wanted to know what was on DI 25 or get back to a link that we had on that.
Well, then
show.
This is fine. This way is fine. I like it. I mean,
it's interesting. I think it's good for some of what we do. I still don't think it's, you know, the perfect solution for what we do. Because there's a lot of things that you manage when you create a podcast. There's a lot of sound files that you create, that you manage. Like in our case, there's going to be my recording that has to be married to your recording that we kind of have to keep track of. And you have to keep track of whether you've noise reduced it or whether you've levelated them and then, you know, recombining them and stuff. So there's a lot of tedious, stupid things that you just have to keep track of for every single episode, every single week. And, you know, it gets weird sometimes. It gets annoying.
It does indeed.
So anyway, so that was what I wanted to talk about in the text message with Trello. So check that out if that's something that, or even if you don't do a podcast, just if you just want to collaborate with other people on, you know, and you think that might sound like something, go to Trello.com. There's a video there that will explain it better than what I'm doing right now. So there we go. So go ahead and talk about your next one while I look up what our title was.
Well, you know what? I kind of already discussed this and I didn't even remember that I had put it in the text segment. So I was having the discussion with Todd about programming, and because I had said I'm going to get a Galaxy S2, and one of the reasons is because I don't want to develop for iPhone or anything like that. And I've had that discussion with people multiple times. I'm not a big Mac person. I don't have anything against Mac people, but I think
that is where the conversation should stop right there. And I want to reiterate, because I know I've said this before on this show, but I just want to reiterate this right now for people. A, I wasn't even aware that Chad was a programmer, but B,
he's not.
Okay. B, here's the thing about Windows Phone and Android Phone development as opposed to iOS phone development or iOS versus Android development. You cannot do iOS development on anything except a Macintosh. So if you do not own a Macintosh computer and you do not have Objective-C, which is the language that Macintosh uses, then you cannot do iOS development. And at least for me, as a professional programmer, someone who gets paid to write programs for a living, I don't write in Objective-C. I don't get paid to use, I don't get paid to know Objective-C. I'll never be asked to write a Macintosh application in my business place. I will never have a use for knowing how to write an Objective-C. So that made it immediately less attractive to me versus Android, which uses the Eclipse IDE, which is available on all platforms, Macintosh, Linux, and PC, and it uses Java as its language. Java is a language that I use daily. I use .NET and Java in my day-to-day professional career. So being able to develop something in .NET for a Windows phone or in Java for Android is complete no-brainer for me, because that is, you know, it ties into what I already in my existing skill sets. Adam does stuff in .NET. So that's why I was trying to push him towards maybe checking out the Windows 7 phone, because you could use, that's something that a lot of people wouldn't be able to use. But Android is just good because it's Java, and .NET and Java are very closely related.
Well, and like I said, I was leaning heavily towards Windows Phone, but I'm getting tired of waiting, and I don't like the phones yet. Like the Nokia that hasn't come out yet might be a good one for me, but it may be another month or two off, and I'm just getting kind of impatient. So that's the only reason.
Yeah.
But My point was, I like you said, I don't want to buy a Mac. Right. I don't want to, even if I had the money, I can get a higher spec PC for less money, or a more powerful spec PC for less money than I can get a Mac for, and I don't want to have to buy a Mac to develop apps. I don't want...
Right. I guess that's probably a lot of it. Is there are a lot of people out there that... I don't know how to say this without sounding arrogant, but it's not meant to sound arrogant because it is just a plain fact. You are not curious about computers. You're not a tinkerer. You're not a geek. You're not someone who thrives off pulling things apart and figuring out how to reassemble them, and you get off on, you know, on doing those kind of things and reassembling things and making things your own or creating things your own. And I understand you people, and that's great and that's wonderful. And there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. And for you, Apple is a wonderful thing because Apple is a lockdown closed system that you can't fuck up on. Whereas people who like to play and tinker with things, yeah, we fuck up on things, and we like things that let us fuck up things because that's how we learn and that's how we play and that's what we enjoy. So it's like to assume that everyone is like you and that we want to live in this closed environment that has nothing to do with our lives or our interests is A, arrogant, and B, it's annoying as fuck. Because I'm not standing here telling you to go get an Android phone or a Windows 7 phone or some Symbian phone or whatever because I like to tinker. You know, you can use whatever you want, and that's great, and that's wonderful. Again, you're like the vegans of the phone world.
Well, that's what it boils down to for me. Like, I have nothing. I think Macs are great. Now, I disagree that they're...
Well, you have an iPad.
I do, and I love my iPad. I don't think that they are any better. And Maddie and I had this argument because he thought that as soon as he got a Mac, he would cease to have PC problems.
Right.
He would never...
Dr. Wesley P. Stone. Again, same thought. I'll get rid of my PC, and my problems will go away.
Right. And like a month after he got it, he was in the Apple store having to get something fixed. And I'm like, yes, because hard drives go out. It doesn't matter if Mac builds it or if Dell builds it or, you know, Apple builds it or Dell builds it. It's the same hard drive from the same factory in Japan, you know. But anyway, regardless. So, I mean, we had this conversation and I have nothing. I love Chad to death. I hope he keeps listening, but I'm going to get an Android phone. That's it.
And you know, it, before anyone accuses, and I hate that you have to like, clarify this shit all the time. You have an iPad, so you are you have an Apple product. I have an iPod. I still listen to shit on my old iPod. That is an Apple product that I hate iTunes, but I keep it loaded on a laptop over here. And over there on the desk right behind me is the Mac Mini. And that was the thing that I took to Vegas to stream out for. Every time that I do streaming stuff on Pride 48, I use the Macintosh, the Mac Mini, because it is more reliable in for streaming stuff than my PC. So there you go. I don't hate Apple. It's just for my own particular like tinkering and wanting to play around with things needs, iOS is not what I want
right.
to play with.
Right.
Okay. And then I don't even know if we should talk about this next thing because I've already yelled at people and people have already like gotten pissed and stopped listening.
Well, Google has a new privacy policy and that's about it.
And people are just going ape fucking shit about it and it's just... It's stupid. And you know what I saw today on Google? This is the thing, this is the reason I put it on the list today, is because this morning on Google Plus, there was somebody that posted, and I won't use his name, I don't even think he listens to this show, but he basically was posting like, because Google is changing their privacy policies, I can no longer tolerate it, and I am leaving Google property. I will be closing my Gmail and my YouTube account, and I will be leaving Google Plus, and you know,
Did he say it in that voice?
Yes, he did. Okay. Because I went and looked at his profile. I keep going, this is someone who put me in their circles, right? So theoretically, I should have been able to see anything that he had posted in the past. But I go and look at his profile. He has posted exactly two things ever on Google Plus, ever. And I was just like going, oh, yes, we will miss your two single contributions to Google Plus right. over the past 6 months, you twat.
But I'm sure he has a Facebook account and it's not like they don't
right.
use his information.
Yeah. Oh, that was kind of the thing. That's why I put it on the list. It's because I was just like, all right, so are you also quitting Twitter? Are you also quitting Facebook? Because their privacy policies are exactly the same. And if everyone would just take a fucking breath for a moment, Google is basically, they have so many different products. They are not Facebook, right? Facebook started off as a website and then they've added services to that. But all of those services have been added to that Facebook site, right? So they don't have to come out with a different privacy policy for every single feature that they put on there. Google has started off as a series of different products, like Picasso was a different product, Gmail was a different product, YouTube was a different product. A lot of the things that we use on Google right now have all started their lives as different products. And so each one of them had their own privacy policy, or basically their own agreement that you had to agree to in order to sign up. So it made no sense, because now you've got a YouTube account that can't share information with your Gmail account, because you have specifically said that I don't want my information to ever leave YouTube. And because it is a different product than Gmail, now you know it's having to be maintained separately. So all Google is doing is basically saying, for all of our products, we are using a single coherent privacy policy that means that you can share information between these different products, not third-party people, but other Google products, so that your information that you put in at YouTube can be accessed by Google at Gmail. But they have to do that in order to provide you with those little menus that let you directly shortcut to the YouTube video that you liked. So ultimately, it just helps you coordinate this stuff together. And it's just, shut the fuck up, people.
Well, you know, and I just, and I've said this before, or I don't know if I've said this before, but it doesn't matter. Any site that's free, other people have said this. I'm repeating something that has been said, but any site that's free, you are the product, basically, is how it said. So they are making money off of you. So you should know, if you're not paying for something, the activities, the things that you are doing is somehow making money for them. So they are trying to learn about your habits and all of that.
And here's the wonderful thing about Google, right? Because everyone likes to say, oh, Google's the overlord and Google, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? If you don't trust Google, then don't use their products. Then it's just that simple. I don't trust Apple, so I don't use a lot of their products. So there you go. But the point is you can go at any point. Google is the most transparent of any of these big monolithic companies that you will ever find. If you doubt me, go to google.com/settings/ads. So google.com/settings/ads for advertise ads. That is a web page that will show you after you sign in, but it will basically show you your preferences. So it will show you everything on that they know about you on the web. Is that the right setting?
Yeah. It says ads on search and Gmail, blocked advertisers, opt out.
Right. If you click on ads on the web, right, which is, you know, not the ads on search and Gmail, but ads on the web, it will basically say, hey, here's all the things we think that you are interested in. And you can go through and you can edit or remove anything that is incorrect. So if they think that you're interested in big fat women and it's on their list, you can remove it from the list. And also, they'll say, hey, we think that you're a male age 35 to 44. That's our best guess based on the kind of stuff that you do. Because they don't track this stuff back to your Google account. So they looking at your Google account, they could easily tell your age, but they don't, because that's part of their privacy policy that they don't do this. So it's like, it's right there on that page is everything that Google knows about you, and you can delete it or you can modify it to your liking on that page right there. And there's no other company, another big monolithic company in the world that allows you to do that.
Well, the other thing you can do is you can opt out.
Yes, you can completely opt out.
You can also, they have a way for you to export all of your information from them when you leave. If you
you don't even have to choose to leave. It's google.com/takeout. So if you go to google.com/takeout, you can export all of your data. So every post that you've ever made on Google+, every Gmail, you know, that you've ever written, every buzz that you've ever made, all of your circles, all of your contacts, all of your documents from Google Docs, all of your Picasso pictures, anything, you know, all your Google Voice messages, everything. You can export everything out and take it with you and have it on your local machine and take it and look at it and do whatever the fuck you want to, because it's your data.
So did we decide, since we were really funny last week, that rather than compete with that episode...
Right, we would just be really fucking boring
and preachy.
Right.
On this episode.
Good luck editing. Have we heard from Dells from Dallas about making us a new tech intro?
I don't know. Were we supposed to?
Yeah, I think I mentioned last week that Dell's from Dallas. He wants to. He's a musician. You know, I don't know if you knew that or not. He's a musician, and when we were doing a Google Hangout with him a couple of weeks ago, he was actually working on a composition. And then afterwards, I thought, you know what, we should throw some work his way. So Dell's in case for some reason I didn't mention this, I will be happy to pay him to make us a new tech. What, like I was offering the other unnamed people who haven't come through for us. $50 for the new jingle. So I will be happy to pay, $50 for a new jingle. You know, it doesn't have to be Dells and Dallas. If you want to submit a new jingle, now I can't guarantee you that we'll pay for everyone, but if you want to submit a new jingle, if it's one that we end up using, I will pay for it. So that
or
we
you could
right
contact us first and negotiate, you know.
No. If you want to send us a sample, we'll play it once. But if we really like it and we'll be fair. We're good for it.
Right.
Right. The news.
A Thai television director's decision to marry his dead girlfriend and post photos and video of the event.
Wait, Thai from This Old House or whatever the fuck that is. Thai from, what is that? Bus Driver Move That Bus. Extreme Makeover. Home Edition.
Oh, what is that? Thai Herndon or whatever
Thai
his
something.
Name is?
Him? He?
No, this is an actual from Thailand.
Oh. Okay.
So he made a decision to marry his dead girlfriend and post photos and video of the event to Facebook and YouTube. And this is drawing mixed reaction from the public.
Really? You think?
Well, so
mixed reaction. The reaction to it was mixed.
Right. So he married his girlfriend of 10 years. And early this month, as she lay in a coffin in a wedding cum funeral at a temple in Surin province. Let's see. During the ceremony, the 28-year-old groom, wearing a black tuxedo, placed a ring on the finger of his late girlfriend. Apparently, she was very late for her wedding.
What is he doing with his dead... How does he have access to his dead girlfriend's body?
Well, he was in the funeral home. I guess he said, we want to have a wedding/funeral. I don't know. Her body was on a raised platform and dressed in a white bridal dress. So there you go.
Go ahead.
Apparently they had been planning. No, I didn't have a joke. Apparently they had been planning to get married for some time, and she died in a tragic car accident before they could actually tie the knot.
Apparently they had planned to get married for a long time, but it ended up she had cold feet.
All right. A former dentist in Massachusetts has pleaded guilty to Medicaid fraud for using paper clips instead of stainless steel posts in root canals.
Oh my God.
Michael Clare is scheduled to be sentenced next Monday after pleading guilty last week in New Bedford Superior Court to a variety of charges, including defrauding Medicaid of $130,000, assault and battery, illegally prescribing prescription drugs, and witness intimidation. Apparently, he was intimidating them with paper clips. I don't know. But anyway, prosecutors say the 53-year-old was suspended by Medicaid in 2002, but continued to file claims from August 2003 to June 2005 by using the names of other dentists in his Fall River practice.
All I can say to that is...
Authorities say.
Oh, wait.
Good grief.
I was playing the entire Little Shop of Horrors soundtrack.
What are you doing? It's always a surprise with you and the sound effects. Anyway, so he was using stainless steel paper clips as well, among the other plethora of things that he was doing wrong.
That's just gross.
An 85-year-old Alaskan woman saved her husband from an attacking moose by hitting the animal with a shovel until it ran off, the couple said.
Get this moose out of here!
George Murphy, 82, was walking the couple's dogs.
Get out of here, you moose!
Back to their truck. Near the Willow Airport Friday when an agitated moose ran him down into a snowbank. The Anchorage, Alaska Daily News reported Monday.
Jesus.
He started to stomp, Then he turned around and stomped again. And
then, that's what moose do.
And there was nothing I could do. I was afraid he was going to kill me, Murphy told the newspaper. His wife, Dorothy Taylor, 85, was waiting in the truck when she heard the dogs make a commotion and saw what she thought was the moose attacking their 12-year-old dog, Feller.
Hold on, wait. I think this would go out. Go ahead. Keep talking about the moose.
Okay. So the moose ran off, leaving. Oh, sorry. When the moose turned toward her, Taylor grabbed a shovel out of the back of the truck and took a swing at the animal. When it continued to attack Murphy, Taylor gave the moose some wax across its rump. The moose ran off, leaving Murphy with head and leg wounds and 7 broken ribs. He was in fair condition at Providence, Alaska Medical Center.
Oh, we ran out of preview. I'm not going to spend 99 cents for this joke.
So my only thoughts on this are, first of all, it makes me think of like Northern Exposure or something.
That was what I was playing. I was playing the theme to Northern Exposure.
But the woman is an 85-year-old woman, and she's having to save her 82-year-old husband.
Way to bury the lead, Adam. You should have said it was an 82-year-old woman battling a moose. That would have made it like 10 times funnier.
No, it was an 85-year-old woman battling a moose.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
It's the big birthday thing. And just for those of you, not that it matters, it's not like I win a prize for guessing the correct birthdays or anything, but on the little Trello list right here, all it says is birthdays. It does not have a list, and I don't have any access to the birthdays here that I could Google or check ahead of time.
No, you do not. So I'm going to say that because there are 2 guys and 2 women, the first one is a woman.
Oh, 2 guys, a girl, and a pizza place?
No, but the first one is a woman.
Okay, then it's Katie Siegel.
I thought it was Seagal. Is it Siegel?
Okay, fine. No, Katie Siegel.
I wonder if she's married to Steven Seagal.
She is not.
Or whatever. Anyway, yes, it is. You are correct on that. And she turned 58.
58. And you could have also used the theme from Futurama, because she does the voice of what's her name on Futurama.
Yeah, I could have, but I didn't know if you would recognize that one, and I don't watch that show, and I knew everyone recognized the Married with Children theme. So
let's see. I'm checking here really quickly, because I know I checked this a long time ago.
She's still alive.
I do not believe that she is related in any way, shape, or form to Steven Seagal.
Probably not. I mean, so they both have long hair. That's about it. All right, here's the next one that is also a woman, and maybe you won't know this one because you say you don't know anything about country music, but here we go.
I don't. Why'd you come in here looking like that in your cowboy boots and your baby doll? Well, this isn't country music, though. This is Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton is country music.
But I'm just saying that she transcends country music.
I mean, Dolly Parton could fit all of country music in her right breast.
That's right. Dolly Parton transcends country music. Therefore, I'm familiar with Dolly Parton.
The reason I love this song, I just have to say before I give her age, is she doesn't say here. She says here.
Here.
It's here. Why'd you come in here looking like that? You know, it's like really like like that.
Right.
It's very, what
country.
Is the, it's, well, but it's,
country.
It's a hillbilly. Hillbilly
is, very
is actually,
hillbilly,
is what I was looking for. So she turned 66.
Aw. Well, God bless you. What's your name?
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Now, I do have to say, Sherry Lewis had a birthday, but I didn't know if you would recognize the theme song for Sherry Lewis.
I wouldn't, but if you had played a clip of Lamb Chop talking, I would have.
And I don't know if she's, I think she's dead.
can we have a ruling on that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Sherry Lewis. Let's see. She died in 1998.
And I also have to say Ann Southern also had a birthday, but I didn't think you would recognize that theme song either, and it has her name in it. So I didn't use that one.
No, that one.
But the Ann Southern Show. Ask Wes.
Is Ann Southern also dead?
Yes, Ann Southern has been dead for a while. Anyway, so this one is a it's a girl, and it's not the main character on this show.
Two guys, a girl, and a pizza place?
No.
Oh. Now, this is the Donna Reed Show?
Yes, it is.
Okay. This I know that because it played on Nick at Night. And
it
was her son's name Jeff? I always thought he was cute.
Yeah, Jeff and Mary.
Mary. So it's Mary's birthday. I have tricked you into telling me that it's Mary's birthday.
Well, no, because you have to know the actress's name. It doesn't.
I have no idea what the actress. She's a woman.
It's,
so I don't know.
You know, and I'm not real sure how to say her last name, but it's. I think it's Fabre. It's Shelley Fabre.
Quinn Fabre from Glee.
No, Shelley. It's either. I don't know. I think it's Fabre. Right. But some queen will call in and correct me on that. But she was
dead?
Also. No, I don't believe so. She is only 68, so I hope not.
Oh,
she was also
she's a young 68.
She was also on Coach. I don't know if you remember that show.
Let's send her picture into Willard Scott and see.
So this one, okay, this next one is a man.
Look at her. She's a beautiful little girl there on the side of the Smuckers. I'd like to get me some of that jam.
So this next
Have you ever noticed that Willard Scott like says really inappropriate things when he announces the 100-year-old?
No, I don't watch that.
When I'm tying my shoes in the morning to go to work, the Today Show's on, and it's when they're throwing it over to Willard Scott, who's like saying, and he's always saying like these really borderline inappropriate things like, oh, look at how beautiful she is there, missing all her teeth. I'd really enjoy that.
Now, you know what? Are they, because he's been on there forever, are they keeping him around until he reaches the 100 mark so he can?
I think he's so past it. I think it's just it's a animatronic figure of Willard Scott.
I mean, he can, you know, say his own birthday when he gets over 100. But anyway.
Give me 100.
So I didn't mean to interrupt your birthday.
This next one is a man, and he is dead, I'm pretty sure.
Is it Willard Scott?
It's not.
He's dead? Oh, it's Gene Roddenberry.
A final front to you.
What? Captain Kirk is not dead.
Okay, it's someone on this show who is a doctor, not an escalator.
Oh, it's DeForest Kelly. Okay, DeForest Kelly.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, DeForest Kelly. Who was actually on a couple of, at least one episode of The Next Generation as well.
He was.
Would be 92.
Which is weird because I believe on the episode of Next Generation, he was playing McCoy as a 192-year-old.
Possibly. I don't remember his age, but he was on there. Anyway.
Someone go look it up.
Happy birthday, DeForest Kelly.
Yes. Happy birthday, Bones.
And I'd really like to get his bone.
So, this next one is the singer on this song.
Steve Perry.
See, I like this song. You never give me long enough to, like, hear the songs. You always just... yeah, that's correct. It is Steve Perry.
Journey.
It's Journey. Yes, that's correct.
Steve Perry. And who played bass? Just
a small town. Oh, I don't know. I just know the songs that I like. But he is 63.
I want to check this here really quick. I think I know who plays the bass on it, but I don't want to be wrong. Because it's one
you
of those things.
You told our listeners that you don't Google during this contest.
No, well, I'm not Googling whose birth. I said Steve Perry without Googling, but I'm now trying to Google. I think if fine, whatever. I can't find it. Anyway.
You can't find it.
I was just
going
to say, I believe Randy Jackson played bass on that song.
Randy Jackson, like
Randy Jackson, the current American Idol judge. Randy Jackson played with Journey, and I believe he played the bass on this particular song.
Huh. I didn't even realize he was old enough to have played with Journey. But anyway, okay. I just wanted to get to the like hook or whatever. Yeah, but anyway.
You should have played the Glee version. It would have been better.
It doesn't matter. Okay, so he turned, did I say this already? 63. Happy birthday, yes, Steve Perry. Let me find that window so I can turn this off. All right, so our next one is also dead, I believe. And
from 1986 to 87, he was a session musician for the rock group Journey. Jackson played on Journey's 1986 album, Raised on Radio.
So I have to
believe that song was from it.
I have to tell you that I believe we've had a birthday for the other person that you're going to think of, and it's not that person. It's the other one.
Okay.
You'll get it when you hear this song.
Okay, so this would be for, we did the Lou Ferrigno. So basically this would be, what's his name, Bill Baxter? Is that his name?
No, that was on the show, but it's really close. It's, man, Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk was so hot. I'm sorry. So Bill Bixby, actually.
Bill Bixby. His name on the show was Dr. Bruce Banner, but I just got his name wrong. So it wasn't David Bixby. What was it? It wasn't David Baxter, it was David Bixby. That was close.
No, Bill Bixby.
Bill Bixby, whatever.
There you go.
David, Bill, Bixby, Baxter, it's all the same.
I don't know why I think Lou Ferrigno painted green with his hair all spiky like the 80s is hot, but I do.
Have you seen Charlie painted purple? Charlie McDonald?
I don't know who that is.
Excellent.
So, should I know who that is?
Yeah, he's a twink. I would imagine you would know who he was. He's a YouTube twink. So I would imagine that you would know Charlie is so cool. Like,
oh no, I haven't seen that. I'll have to look it up. Send me a link sometime. Okay, so Bill Bixby turned 78. I think he is dead, but he would be 68. Maybe he's not dead. I don't know.
Maybe,
I'm not sure.
I think I saw him on a telethon recently.
I can look.
You can lose back the you can lose the.
He is dead. He died in 1993. So, wow. I wonder if he died of something like a disease, because that he wasn't very old. He wouldn't have been very old in 93.
Maybe he just died of being a bad actor.
Okay, so our last one is a girl. Okay, wait. I'm going to say is a white girl.
A white girl.
Who is currently in a TV show on Lifetime, I believe. So here we go. When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself...
All right, so this is Saved by the Bell?
Yes, it is.
Which would have had Screech and... The other multi-named actor that I can never remember, blonde-headed dude.
Yeah, Zach. I don't remember his name.
And Mario Lopez, who was just on...
Oh, my God. I did... the other day, someone put up a YouTube video on Google Plus of Mario Lopez in the shower on that show.
That show.
With the plastic surgeons.
Right.
And I had never seen that before in his ass. Oh, my Lord. Anyway.
He also, when he was in the Greg Louganis story, he was in those little Speedos, plus dummy. I have no idea of any of the girls that played on this show, so don't
give up. So the girl would be, I forget what her name was on there, but it's Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh, I would have, yeah. That was the next thing I was going to guess.
And she's currently on a show called, that's not the name of the show. I just watched it on Netflix. Like a White Collar is the name of it. Anyway, White Collar. It's really good. The guy in it is hot. I mean, he is hot as fuck. He's got these piercing blue eyes and whatever. It's about a con man who turns to an FBI agent, basically. Anyway, she turned 38.
Well, happy 38th.
Yeah, happy 38th. And that, my friend, is all of the birthdays for this week.
Fuck. And my browser is locked up, so I can't play the wait, there we go. Shockwave Flash is unresponsive. Would I like to stop it? Yes, I would. Because I want to, in fact, play this. Go ahead, play now. Oh, Shockwave crashed, so I can't play it.
What's the name of that song?
Hold on. I think I got it. It's your birthday.
Okay.
Excellent.
You know, back when I made that comment about digging or whatever, what did I say? Digging? We really should have said cocktails and cream puffs, lights to dig.
Oh, that's right. We forgot about our smear campaign.
That's
on
right.
Cocktails and cream puffs.
We did.
That's our problem, Adam. This is why we'll never be number one, is because we're just too nice.
We're never. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's it. So, I think you were going to read, or actually, are we going to start with a voicemail?
Sure, let's start with a voicemail.
Okay.
This comes in through our email system, because you can also do that. You know, you don't have to pick up the phone and call us. You can play, you can record yourself on your cellular telephonic device, smart device, and email. I don't know. You can email us an MP3 is what I'm trying to say. Actually, you know, any kind of sound format, it doesn't really matter. We could play almost anything, but this one happens to be an MP3.
Adam, Daniel, this is George in Atlanta.
Hello, George in Atlanta. Sorry.
All on the celebrity death phone to let you know that Etta James has died.
Oh, so this, all right, so this is a celebrity death phone call here.
Okay, so wait. We have to see, when did he, I believe he sent that email on January 20th. I believe he sent it at, does it give a time?
It should on the email, it should. I actually just mouse over the date. It says right there, 5:16 p.m. January 20th, Friday, January 20th at 5:16 p.m.
Okay, remember that. 5:16 p.m. You need to remember that.
I'm writing it down.
So, on
Etta James has died. Did you have any idea who Etta James was?
She is a singer.
I know that, but I mean, did you have any idea who she was?
She's a black woman.
I know, but did, like, had you ever heard of her until the day that she died?
I don't know, maybe.
I don't think that I ever had. Now, here's a song that she has sang.
My lonely days.
I've heard that.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. See, now I have heard the song before.
Is it?
And I am familiar with the song. I just, it is. And in fact, it is called At Last. I just did not know that the name of the person that sang that song was Etta James. Now, she also did a, I don't know if this is, she's not the only one that did this song, but she also did Stormy Weather, which
ain't together.
Which sounds exactly the same. Anyway, the point is that Etta James was a musician that I don't know that I, and I'm going to get a lot of shit on this. I don't know that I would consider her to be a celebrity. There's a lot of musicians in the world. There's a lot of very talented musicians in the world.
Those are However, some famous songs, though.
Very few musicians rise to the level of celebrity.
See, like,
let me name some musicians who are celebrities. Liza, Cher, Pavarotti.
Mariah Carey.
Josh Groban. No, I wouldn't say that Mariah Carey. Madonna.
Mariah Carey is a celebrity.
Let's continue with his voicemail.
Number one. Number two, Daniel, really? You lived your entire life in the South and you don't know who the Judds are? One of those two statements is a damn lie. So I'm just saying. Have a great one. Bye.
All right. All right.
Adam, Daniel.
No, I didn't mean to start it over. All right. Let me just say this, George.
If that really is your name.
If
sir.
That is indeed your name. If Adam had held up a picture of the Judds, I would have known who they were. If Adam had, I don't know, played like a drag queen running around in a red wig, I would have known it was the Judds. he played a clip of one of their songs with no visual cues whatsoever, and I don't listen to country music, so I did not know the Judds by the sound of their song. However, if you go back and listen to that episode, when he said it was a mother and a daughter, I did say, oh, so is it Naomi or what's her name? Whatever Wynonna. The fuck her name is. Wynonna. And so the point is that I did clearly know who the Judds were. I'm just unfamiliar with their body of work. Kind of like the exact opposite of Etta James, where I clearly am aware of her body of work. I'm just not really familiar with her. So I just don't know that she would rise to the level of celebrity.
What do we do when we disagree? Because there are only two of us. We always run into this problem with everything on this show because there are only two of us and there's no tiebreaker.
Oh, all right. Well, then, fine. We're dealing with money, right? So what's the deal? So we have $20 in the pot. I said I would kick it up by $5 for every celebrity that we agreed on. So here's a case where I disagree that she's a celebrity. I don't think she's a celebrity. You think she is. Therefore, I say we split it down the middle. So now the pot is at $22.50.
Okay.
And George from Atlanta has an entry into the contest unless someone gets in ahead of
us. We got a lot of phone calls. So
were any of them prior to 5:16 p.m.?
Yes.
Oh,
they started about 10
George,
in the morning. So
at the moment, George, you're in the lead for that $22.50 or for an entry into that $22.50. So you could get knocked out of that at any moment now.
On the 20th at 10:41 a.m., we received the following voicemail.
Hey, Adam and Daniel, I just heard Etta James has died. Oh. So I found the celebrity death spell. Etta James has passed away. This is
at
Peter G, by the way.
Thanks. Bye. Oh, George from Atlanta. You lost
you
out
need
to
the,
Peter
you need
G.
The trombone, the tuba, the no.
No, wait. Who is that on the phone? Oh, I believe it's for you, George in Atlanta. Oh.
I think you needed the bum bum ba da bow. Yeah, that one.
All right. So, George. So sorry, George in Atlanta. That Peter G gets an entry into the celebrity death contest. Don't worry, though. There's plenty more celebrities to go, and we have an entire year. You know what I was thinking?
Yes. What were you thinking?
Maybe we shouldn't run this to the end of the year. Maybe we should just run it up to Pride 48 so we could hand out the prize.
Oh, yeah. We could do that. Yeah, we could do that. Okay. So we got another one at 11:23 a.m. on January 20th.
Dear Gussie, Etta James is dead.
Well, he didn't tell us who it was.
That is Big Fatty, but Big Fatty.
Sorry.
Gotta be quicker on the draw next time, Fatty.
Yeah, then we got another one at 12:35 on the same day.
Uh-huh. Hi, Daniel and Adam.
Adam, yes.
I don't know if this is the right number, damn it. Your number's too hard. I'm going to call back. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Okay, so then we got another one from the same phone number.
Like, my God, it is your voicemail.
Yes, it is us.
Anyways, I'm calling the People Who Just Died hotline.
Yes.
It has been brought to my attention that Etta James has passed away.
Oh, Etta James.
And she was an R&B diva, blues singer, fabulous, and she sang At Last. And it makes me actually pretty fazzies. But, add $5 to the pot. Love you guys.
$2.50, Nessa. That was Nessa, wasn't it?
I believe so. It doesn't say. It sounds like Nessa. So,
Nessa? Oh, a little bit faster next time, Nessa.
All right.
Maybe, you know what we should have done? Oh, man, if we had only listened to our phone calls ahead of time, we could have played the first one where she said, I'm not sure this is you, I'm going to call back, and then played the winning entry.
Right.
And then made it seem like, had you just not messed up, had you just not called back, you would have won.
We were popular. Man, people are loving, they're either loving this contest or they really loved last week's episode. So
you're just hoping that there's one phone call that references your poop story.
No, I'm not. So anyway, we got another one on the 21st at 7:05 p.m. I don't know why I'm giving the times, but
I hope this is a dubious intent. And I don't really know.
No
one has left a voice prompty thingy. Either way, I need a voice thingy or confirmation. I don't want to leave nasty messages on strangers' answer machines. Nothing.
Do we not have a voicemail? Do we not have we not? Can we fix that maybe?
We can, but I was trying to think of something cute and like, or
can
maybe
you
we
not
do
dial
it.
Us? Can you not dial us in right now? Or maybe let's just record it now and you play this on into it later.
Well, what do you want to say? I don't know what we should say.
Hey, this is Daniel.
And Adam.
And you've reached the Dubious Intent voicemail line. Make sure you leave your message after the beep. And if you're calling to report a celebrity, don't forget to mention your name.
Okay, that's good. All right. So here's our... I don't know who that was.
It sounded like maybe Chad.
It was a 314 number.
31. Let's see where... Let's. We need a sound. You know...
You know, it might have been because I think he mentioned he tried to call...
Area code 314 is from St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, and he said he wanted to leave something dirty, but he didn't know who it was. That would have to be Chad because... Okay. So, well, thanks for the call. And here is another one we received. And yes, Chad, that was our phone number. So...
No wonder no one ever leaves us voicemail. We don't even have a freaking, like, hello.
That's why they always go, is this the right number?
I'm not sure if I've called the right number.
So here we go.
Joe Paterno is dead at age 85. He'll be going
Joe
to
Paterno is dead at age 85. What time did that come in?
It came in at 8:08 p.m. on January 21st. But is the rule that you have to leave your name, or is he such a celebrity that we just have to know?
In the future, it would help us if you left your name. But clearly, I think we could identify that voice as belonging to one fatty, comma, big.
Okay. So, and our next one came in at 12:34 on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Clearly, people not into the sports ball here.
Tic-tac-doe.
Big, fatty, chamabuja.
Tic-tac-doe. I don't get that one. I'm sorry.
Do you not remember during the last episode I played a song from, I told you it was a television theme song, and could you name the song, the game show that it was from? And then I said, well, maybe someone can call the voicemail and say it was in fact the it was the theme song to Tic-Tac-Doe.
Oh, okay.
So
oh, big fatty. Okay.
Oh, big fatty. Hold on. Let me bring it up here. So this was the theme song there. It was like the most annoying theme song.
It sounds like somebody playing like their.
It was. Yeah. It was a combination of a Jew's harp and a synthesizer and R2-D2. Right, so go ahead.
All right. Well, here is our next one. We are just overflowing with the voicemails.
There's been a lot of death or a lot of poop.
January 23rd at 6:42 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. It's Joey from Cocktails and Cream Puffs. Hi, Daniel. Hi, Adam. Ooh. So I was just at the gym, and I was listening to DI Plus just because it gives me something, you know, to take my mind off lifting the weights.
Right.
Just as I have this heavy fucking weight over my head, that's when you say start your... first commercial against Cocktails and Cream Puffs. So I laugh and nearly kill myself. Then I think, okay, it's fine. I'm still working out. And then I hear how Adam is transferring shit in a garbage can. So again, nearly kill myself. When I have to wait over my head, it's when something like that happens. Third time's a charm. When you then turn around and say Cocktails and Cream Puffs aborts babies. I just lost it because my 6 cents of humor thought this was funny too.
No, they abort babies by... pulling them from vaginas with string, I believe, or something like that. Get it right, okay?
Again, weight over my head, people wondering why I nearly died. So thanks, guys. This is how you really do take out the competition. Oh, by the way, Adam, I tend to wonder, and I don't know much about plumbing, but if you, like, just took water and put it in the garbage can and poured it in the toilet, wouldn't that have triggered something that automatically makes it flush? I don't know. I might go home and disable my toilet.
I so need a ding, 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 ding button somewhere. Because that is so true. You know, you do know that toilets work off of gravity. Right?
No. So, okay. There were several Google Plus comments as well telling me, in fact, Wes, I believe, said that I should have poured water in the toilet. Where do you pour it? Do you pour it in the back part?
Just pour it into, you can, either way, because the stuff up in the back, right?
Right.
If you'll think about how a toilet works, the stuff, the water that's up in the tank behind it flows down in through the bowl, right? And the weight of that water in the bowl and the releasing of the flap underneath uses gravity to evacuate the water out of the toilet.
I did not know
that. So the point is that if you fill the bowl with water and then flush it and it's not clogged, then it will flush as
normal.
But
the flusher was not working, so I couldn't
flush
it. So
the flusher wasn't working.
No.
It wasn't the fact that you pushed it and it kind of went.
No, the handle was doing nothing. And I opened the lid and actually pulled up the little flap and still nothing happened. So I don't know.
Very complicated.
I don't know. I don't know what was. But anyway, I
can we just. All right. We've got a lot of business to cover here. So go ahead.
Experiment with like a ping pong ball to see what happens. But love you guys, even though you're mounting a horrible campaign against me. But, you know, revenge is sweet. Talk to you later. Uh-huh. Bye. Uh-huh.
Well, anyway.
Cocktails and cream puffs can't even lift a weight over their head without dropping it. Is this who you want to trust your entertainment dollar to? I think not. Dubious Intent can lift the weight of 10 cocktails and cream puffs above their heads effortlessly, all while giving you a blowjob. Make sure to vote for Dubious Intent.
So our last voicemail came in today at, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, because of the number of voicemails that we had, I believe this might be Big Fatty again. But I'm not certain. But I'm going to know. If it is, I'm going to know. Oh, it's not. Sorry. Just someone from. Okay. Never mind. I'll play it.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, Adam. This is Scott, a.k.a. Sater69. I'm calling
Pause it.
Because somebody died.
All right. So that is Scott, a.k.a. And before he says another word. You know, we record on Thursdays. It is currently 11:46 p.m. on Thursday evening, the January 26th here on the East Coast, which means that it is, 8:47 p.m. on the West Coast?
Yes, because my laptop currently can only do West Coast time.
Right.
I don't know
on
why.
On January 26th, which means that it is very close to or a little bit into the opening night of Hairspray that Sater69 is playing the part of Edna Turnblatt in.
Break a leg.
I know you won't hear this until several days later, but just know that while you are on stage performing, we're here recording and thinking of you.
We're also performing. Okay.
And that's Dick Tufield. He was like, who's Dick Tufield? Well, he was the voice of the Lost in Space robot. Danger, Will Robinson. He died on Sunday, aged 85, after a long battle with Parkinson's disease.
Wait, back it up. Who was it?
And by God, he was.
Dick DeVille or
Dick
Vic
DeVille?
Vic I'm DeVille or?
DeVille. I mean, I'm looking it up right now. Maybe I should just look up. Lost in Space.
Right.
Lost in Space
voice actor who died.
Dick Tufeld. Dick Tufeld. I'm sorry. I can't have sex tonight. My dick Tufeld.
I think if we have to Google to figure out who it is.
No, because you know what? No, I'm sorry. Now that was a very danger, Will Robinson. Now, you know, that's pretty.
Wait, won't give it to Etta James, but you'll give it to some voice actor?
Dick.
Oh, wait. We like voice actors. What am I talking about?
danger. Continue with this call.
No. Lovies, we love voice actors.
Continue with the call.
Put some money in the pot. Wait, that comes to me. Was a great actor. Okay. Oh, hey, this is a Sater. Bye-bye.
He said that already. He said put some money in the pot. I thought he was making a throwback.
I think he said put some water. Yeah, put some water in the pot and try to flush it. Yeah, I think is what he's saying. So was that our last voicemail?
It was.
We have gone way, way, way over. But here, let me just say this. All right. So we had three deaths that we can verify here. So we had Joe Paterno. We had Dick Tufeld and Etta James. So I'm now going to concede. All right, fine. You know what? Fine. Etta James, she was a celebrity. We'll give her the full $5.
Okay.
So $25. And for voice actor Dick Tufeld, because he does the danger, Will Robinson, that, you know, he also was the announcer at a Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. Okay. Voyage to the bottom of the sea. So I'm sorry. I'm going to go halfsies on him and halfsies on the...
Joe Paterno.
The child rapist. And
Joe Pa. He is not.
Well,
that
he's
was somebody
the child
else.
Rapist. He was the child rapist enabler. What do you mean that was somebody else?
I mean, that wasn't him that did that. That was
no, it was Jerry Sandusky.
Right. I hope we don't have any Pennsylvania listeners because they really like the Joe Paterno. They'll be mad that you only gave him $250. But you know
Hold
what?
On.
Depending
Hold
on how many people die between now and Pride 48, you could owe like $1,000 to someone.
Maybe I just won't even go. Maybe right. I just won't. I'll be like, you know, I bet it all last night on roulette. Sorry. No, I just wanted to read this story real quick. This was a comment today from the actual child molester, Jerry Sandusky, who spoke at Joe Paterno's funeral, who said, quote, "I'll never forget all the things Joe Paterno did for me. When I think of how much of my life I owe to Joe Paterno, I don't even know where to begin," said Sandusky, who confessed to feeling overcome while attending the former football coach's funeral. "I think it's safe to say I wouldn't have been able to lead the life I've led, wouldn't have grown into the man I've become if it hadn't been for his leadership. I can't even begin to imagine what would have become of me if not for Joe Paterno."
Oh,
truly,
God.
"He gave me a place where I could reach my full potential, not just as a coach, but as a man."
Well, how could he have turned out any better?
Right, I mean, exactly. That's right.
I mean, wait, because, it's innocent until proven guilty, so.
Yeah. Anyway, so $250 for the child molester and $250 for the robot. So, you know, I feel like a pawn star.
So that's $30.
So we're up to $30 in the
pot. So you know what? I will, whatever the amount comes to, I will put in half of it myself.
All right. So we're up to $30 and let's what do we got entry-wise? Entry-wise, we have that Peter G.
Yep.
Peter G. Now, if they've already won an entry into the contest, do we if they call in the next time and they're the winner, do we
yes.
like go for the next person in line?
Yeah, we'll write their name on tickets or something and they'll just get multiple entries.
Oh, so that Peter G would always win if he was the first one.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that Peter G, you've got an entry into the contest. Fatty, you have an entry into the contest for the child molester, and Seder 69. You have a
well, Fatty and Joe Paterno are around the same age, so I'm sure when
right,
he was
yeah,
just you know
right.
checking the obits for the day, he when you know I think the older people isn't that what they do?
I think
they like check the
Facebook.
Obits. Big Fatty might
my Facebook.
Big Fatty might have an unfair advantage over everyone else because I bet that's like his morning ritual, like to check the to
check
see
the obits.
Which one of his friends died.
He's taking a pitch. Do we have any more voicemails? Because we do have an email.
We have an email. I was going to read it since
oh,
you
ahead,
read the other
then.
One.
Yes,
so,
please.
Hi, Daniel and Adam. I'm a podcast lurker of many of the Pride 48 podcasts. I've been enjoying your show. You both have great, quote, radio chemistry. I have the easiest of easy tech questions for you. How do you maintain your contacts, i.e. phone numbers, email address, street address, etc.? It seems I have various places that I keep all of these phone numbers on my phone, Android, smartphone, email address in my multiple email accounts, street address in a paper address book, and then I have a random spreadsheet with other people. Is there one place that I can keep all of this that might interface with each other and possibly print out now? Daniel, I know
yes.
you have the answer to that, but because you are always the one who gets the right answer to everything and knows everything,
yes.
I am going to say this first because I know we're thinking the same thing.
Go ahead.
Google.
Yes.
If you have Gmail, well, actually any Google, there is a contacts section. You can put street address. You can put phone number. You can put a photograph of the person. You can put email addresses, you can add other fields if you want, and not only that, but I'm sure there's an app for Android that you can pull it up on.
It's just built into the Android operating system. So when you associate your Google account with your Android phone, it will automatically pull that contract list over to your phone. And then here's the one thing that you need to watch out for if you're an Android phone owner. When you add a new phone number to your phone, it will come up and ask you if you want to store the number on your phone or to your Google account. Store it to your Google account, and then you can get it from your computer and from anywhere else. The other little trick, since you have multiple email addresses, is use Gmail to pull in all your email addresses. And you can send email out as if you were that email address from Gmail, so you'll
yep.
have your contact list for your context as you're sending stuff out. So that's the answer, is it's free, it's simple, use the Google Context thing.
Yeah, and it will also, you can also import them if you have an iPhone or anything like that. You can also import them into your contacts on your iPhone and your iPad as well, is correct, a possibility, and the calendar works the same way.
It does. So I would absolutely, yeah, it's free, it's easy, do that. It's kind of like Adam.
I'm free and easy. That's right. And I have poop issues. Yep. That's it. That was our last email. We had a lot of contact.
We did. You know what? It was fun. And I told you that celebrity death phone thing would pay off, because, you know, that's how you dangle the money in front of folks. All you got to do, remember, it's very simple. All you got to do is call us when a celebrity dies, and if you're the first person on record on our phone, you get an entry into the contest. And if they're a celebrity, you know, then we're going to kick the pot up some. And, you know, just like tonight, right, a sports figure, because come on, this is a gay show. And I apologize before I get the angry emails. I apologize. I realize that Joe Paterno is not a child molester. I realized that that was someone else that was being accused of that, not him, but that he worked on her. Anyway, I understand the story. I was making a joke.
You know, some people could consider us kind of a news type program, like broadcasters. So anytime we say someone is a child molester, we should always say alleged.
No one is ever going to mistake us for an expert. And so the thing is that because he was a sports figure, we went halvesies there. And Dick Twofold, which is a really obscure voice actor, but sci-fi is just really near and dear to my heart, so I am willing to go in there for that, because I used to love that show, Lost in Space. So there you go. So you see how easy it is to get some money up on the board here. It's not like we're going to be super picky about it. It's just, you know, they got to be someone we've heard of, or at least heard of what they've done, like Etta James, and, you know, blah blah blah. So right, there you go. So up to $30 right now, and that number is going to continue to grow. And much like Google, we're going to change our privacy contract here with you folks, because we're now, the contest is no longer running until the end of the year. It is running until September 15th or so, when we're in Vegas.
Whenever Pride 48 is.
Right. Well, Pride 48 is September 14th through the 16th, but I don't know when our slot is or whatever. But the point is that when Adam and I do Dubious Intent in Vegas at Pride 48 this next year, that weekend, that is when we will, you know, draw the winner, and we will do it like we did the one this year. We will have a neutral person come up from the audience and reach their hand in and pull out stuff. So it will be, you know, we won't cheat you.
I was having people reach their hand in, but I didn't realize that was part of a podcast.
Really? They reached in and they were like, oh my God, that feels like at least 10 inches.
But you know what?
What?
Mine. Oh, sorry. These are not AOL inches.
I set it up for you. I set it up for you, and you still.
I know.
Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 2x2DI+. That is 229 something. And now there should be an actual thing that answers, as opposed to just beep. You can also send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, or find us on Google+. Just search for Dubious Intent up there. You know what? We did a poll on Live It Up on Google+, and it worked really well. So maybe next week we should start doing a weekly poll on our Dubious Intent
page.
We could do that. Anyway, yeah. Say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.
Oh, wait, but don't say it quite yet, because you've got another, you know, 15, 20 seconds.
Oh, well, we're working on a new header for the website, and the phone number is at the top of the website, by the way. So
what is the number?
229-234-7587.
All right. Good night, Daniel.
Good night, Adam.
I love the message right at the end. The iPad. Doo-doo-doo.
That's
and
it.
Because I went and did that, now I don't have the thing up. Oh, God damn it.
So I we even don't know said what's I used, next.
No, because I was just like, no, I had the song up for the birthdays, and I was just like, you know, look, I'm ahead. I've got the birthday song queued, and then I went and got the Northern Exposure thing, and then I didn't have the birthday song, and now I have the birthday song. So now we can play the birthday song, and then we can move on. I am recording.
I'm not supposed to say anything, because we're not supposed to do that. Go ahead.
I didn't say we couldn't do that. I said we don't have to do that.
No, fuck it. I can't. Just start. start.
I didn't say that. I said, you know, we don't have to. You know what? Quit rubbing it in. It's freezing cold here. Quit. It's so hot in here. Let me take off all my shirt. My shirt is chafing me. I should take it off because I'm not fat like you, is what you're basically saying.
I am. I've gained like 15 pounds since Vegas, and I keep eating shit.
Starting right now.